Got my light up to 277. It's a weird glow to the world right now. It's like a... hazy sunset kind of... I don't know, it's weird. It's weird out here. Asshole driving this charter bus ran a red light and is now blocking two lanes. It's great. It is strange to me that today is Friday. It doesn't feel like Friday. These people out on the streets with their TwitchCon passes. That guy riding some kind of automatic unicycle contraption. Just not to judge, but the gentleman riding that thing maybe could have stood to be walking a little bit more frequently. Here is TwitchCon. Seems like it's just a bunch of people milling about. Bunch of dudes standing around wearing lanyards, you know, like a San Francisco convention. I had originally intended to go over to TwitchCon this morning, just for a little bit, just to walk around. Drew went over in the morning and saw the keynote, which I watched on stream on Twitch. And that initial recon led me to think, I don't need to go over there. It just seems like most of their panels are just like weird... like, be your brand type stuff or whatever, you know? How to be a better broadcaster. Which I could use the help, honestly. I got some press release from, like, Snickers today that was like, we gave Snickers bars to Twitch streamers, and then they did this thing where it was like a hippie, and then ate the bar, and then the Twitch streamer reappeared. Or, I just wanted to respond to say, is anything you're saying in this press release legal? Like, did they say, hey, this is an ad while doing this, like, fun joke or whatever? Like, what the... I don't know. Whatever. I think Twitch is cool. And they have, like, their own community thing going on, right? I mean, like, I'm not a part of that community, so when they talk about it and say, like, I just kind of glaze over and go, like, all right, that's cool. That, like, if that, I don't need to go walk into the middle of that stuff. And I think a lot of the Twitch message seemed, I don't know, disingenuous is such a strong word. Like, it's not that far gone, but, like, you know, the keynote, they spent a lot of time talking about, like, you, the broadcaster, you matter most of all. You are the backbone of our community. And, you know, the stuff that, of course, they would say. And then, like, you know, neglected to mention the part where they're doing deals with EA to produce a Madden show for NFL.com and the NFL Network. Like, they're out there making a proper, like, an actual television show. Like, that, and then, you know, they give their keynote, and then, like, you guys are the guys that matter. Now let's get Blizzard up here to talk about everything related to Blizzard. Like, no, the lifeblood, the backbone of Twitch are the publishers that are paying Twitch. Like, that's the stuff that people are going to gravitate towards, because it's going to be the stuff that has the official, real stuff. And, you know, I mean, not to say, like, streamers will go away. Like, no, that's, but, you know, like, the idea of, like, someone that, like, that'll be sustainable for a ton of people seems a little weird. Now, they got up there and said that they had, like, 12,000 and some and change in, like, partner accounts, which I think those are the ones that are actually getting paid, right? You have to be a partner in order to monetize your channel and potentially get paid by Twitch, right? That's a pretty low number. And I account for two of those because my personal channel got flagged for partnership. Because that was the only way to get, like, stream quality settings on your stream. So it was just something that, like, someone over there is like, oh, I'll just flip the switch for you. Like, I didn't fill out any, I don't know what you need to normally do to do that. And then, of course, like, the official Giant Bomb channel is all flagged up for that stuff as well. That stuff just seems weird. It seems like it's just developing in a weird direction that, like... I just don't know who that convention is for. I guess, like, you know, obviously, like, they have a community, right? They have people that care about the people that stream on Twitch, and some of those people were there, and some people probably want to meet those people. So, why not? Can't fault anyone for that. I would have liked to have seen the Taco Bell indie game Garage, though. whatever, the first time back years and years ago, the first time we ran a convention in that same...
8875,
hit me. Hello,
yo, what up,
Janet?
Yeah, this shit is straight up.
Nigga, and it's cheap, ain't it?
Me too?
Yeah, look,
sick, nigga. Nigga, this shit is off the fucking man drinking vodka, man, but you put me on this shit. But too, right? Shit is out. That's a fun to go, right? But she gonna come through, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like 29, man. I got my first skeeter, man. You know the line.
All right,
yo. Hey, now if I kill you, I'll probably do 10 in the box. Come down on the pill, then I'm killing your pop. Filling the locks, wiggin' while you grilling the locks. This radish don't work against stealing the spot. Probably do 10 in the box. Come down on the pill, then I'm killing your pop. Now if I kill you, I probably do.